Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. One step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ya'el Davidowitz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Anava, humility. In his foundational Musar Sefer, Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal devotes two full chapters to exploring this trait. Ramchal defines Anava as Ha'adam bilti machshiv atzmo mishum tam sheyeh. A person does not attribute importance to himself for any reason. And he writes that anava is v'zehefech ha'gaiva mamish, the exact opposite of gaiva, arrogance. Ramchal then examines two aspects of anava: how anava shows up in our thoughts and how anava plays out in our actions. Today, let's focus on how an anav, a humble person, thinks. We'll explore three core thinking patterns that can help strengthen this most precious of midos. Thinking pattern number one, recognizing that all of our strengths and talents come from Hashem. Ramchal provides an analogy. It would be nonsensical for a bird to be proud that it can fly. Hashem gave it wings, and flying is what a bird was created to do. In the same way, people often take pride in things like their intelligence, wealth, talents, or physical beauty. But these two are simply gifts from Hashem. The Ramban, in his Igeres HaRamban, adds another layer. Just as Hashem gives us strengths and talents, He can also just as easily take them away. My husband had a relative who was a brilliant academic, but in his 50s, he developed early-onset Alzheimer's. His brilliance vanished, and he eventually lost even the ability to dress or feed himself. With life experience, we see this truth play out again and again. Wealth, beauty, ability, they're blessings, not accomplishments. Thinking pattern number two: the more we are given, the more we're responsible for. This ties together two other midos discussed in this audio series, not judging others and achrayas, responsibility. An anav doesn't look at someone with less and feel superior. She understands that having more or being capable of more equals higher expectations. And she recognizes that someone with fewer gifts may, in Hashem's eyes, be accomplishing far more, because they're doing the most with what they've been given. An anav sees her gifts as responsibilities, not status symbols. Thinking pattern number three: no one is perfect. As Shlomo HaMelech teaches us in Koheles, Ki Adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. There is no person on earth who does only good and never sins. We all make mistakes. We all have blind spots. We all fall short sometimes of what we are capable of. An anav doesn't pretend otherwise, and that perspective keeps them humble. In summary, if we want to grow in anivus, humility, we need to shift our inner dialogue, recognizing, one, that our strengths and talents are gifts from Hashem, two, that they come with responsibility, and three, there's always room to grow and improve. We are all far from perfect. Thank you for learning together with me.